A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her and she will live." Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel of his cloak. She said to herself, "If I can only touch his cloak, I shall be cured." Jesus turned and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. And news of this spread throughout all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. There are times where our Lord Jesus Christ worked miracles from a distance, where someone would come and say, you know, "Can you heal so-and-so?" And from miles away, a person was cured. There are other times where he makes physical contact with someone, where he takes his saliva. There are times where they're cured just at his word without any physical contact. This miracle goes a step further, where a person is cured just by touching his clothes. And actually not even his clothes, but the tassel of his cloak. And power flows out from him. My brothers and sisters, people think Catholics are a little weird because we use physical objects and we believe that through them our Lord can work. For example, just being in the Holy Land. How did St. Helen discover what the true cross was? A short distance from Calvary, there was somewhat of a dumping ground where the crosses from our Lord's crucifixion with the two thieves had been thrown. St. Helen takes a crippled person and has the crippled person touch the crosses, and the one through which the person was healed, she knew must have been the cross of our Lord. Right through the cross that he hung on, a miracle could be worked. Miracles have been worked through sacred objects. Why? Through a priestly blessing, because the blessing of a priest is the blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now take that a step further, and which Catholics are most considered crazy for. Miracles are worked through the touch of a saint, or even through the articles of clothing of saints, or that which the objects that saints have had in their possessions have touched. I'm reading this work right now on the miracles that many saints accomplish, and I just read about Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. After she died, before she was canonized, so many letters came into Lisieux, to the Carmelite monasteries, claiming miracles had been worked through her intercession. So many letters requested pictures of her and relics from her. In 28 years, they sent out 17 million relics. 1,600 relics a day. And so people were distributing these all over. So there are dozens of stories in here. I want to share just one. So there is a priest, a missionary working in Africa. And he's trying to spread the faith and he's not becoming too successful. Right, they're practicing these pagan religions. They don't want anything to do with this. A man in a village is bitten by a dog. He becomes very sick, and his condition gets worse and worse. There's nothing that any of their practices can accomplish. So finally he comes to this missionary priest and says, "Father, is there anything you can do for me?" And he says, "I want you to pray to a woman, a Catholic saint, by the name of Thérèse." Actually, she was not yet a saint, excuse me. "Will you pray to this woman considered very holy by Catholics?" And he gives him a relic. That man goes home and he used that relic that night to pray with. He has a dream and our Lord Jesus Christ appears to him. and by his side is a young, beautiful nun. She says to him, "I am little Sister Therese of the Child Jesus. I have come with our Lord to cure you. I have prayed for you, and you are delivered from your trouble." And she reached out and touched his head. She said to him, "The good God has made me powerful, because out of love for him, I knew how to make myself very small. Soon he's going to glorify me and do still bigger things in and through me." A week later, the man was baptized, and the faith began to spread. Why does our Lord work through holy men and women? Because he lives in them. And so his power can flow out through them. We truly are members of his mystical body, and so he can work in and through us.